Welcome to the City of Ocean City Zoning Board meeting, October 15th, 2025. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now.
Where's your filmer? Where's she been?
I don't know. Roll call. Mr. Becker?
Here.
Mr. Buck?
Yeah.
Mr. DeMarco?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Geary?
Here.
Mr. Loeb?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Here.
Mrs. Schneider?
Here.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
May I have a motion to adopt the September 17th, 25 minutes?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 25-012 Zoll?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
I now turn the meeting over to the chair, Mr. Buck.
Mr. Tytler, if you would, ZBA 25013.
I'm going to recuse myself on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Just for the record, that was Mr. Price who indicated.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. No,
if you want to split, you can. We're not doing shit after this. Sorry, we're not doing anything after this. So.
For the record, Mr. Halberner did reach out to me. Said he'd be here momentarily. Also, for the record, Avery Tyler here on behalf of the applicants. This is the application of Michael and Karen Renera. They're doing 2428 Leslie Avenue. Lot 19 and block 2401, property located in R150 zone, contains an existing single family dwelling on the interior lot. The applicants are seeking approval to renovate the dwelling by adding a 130 square foot addition in place of the existing wraparound porch on the south side of the property. The proposed renovation will be contained only on the first floor and will still respect the side yard setback on that property. The applicants are also replacing their driveway with pervious pavement, including a concrete walkway on the south side of the house that will be replaced with stepping stones. Technical variance relief is required for aggregate side yard setback and building coverage. It's important for the board to note that the aggregate side yard setback is not changing, since it's only deficient by 3 inches, approximately. The building coverage is only increasing by 2.5%. The requested variance to be granted in C2 standard and several purposes only to achieve those goals, including reducing the non-conforming impervious coverage significantly to make conforming, providing an aesthetic improvement, resulting in a more desirable physical environment, and providing appropriate population densities. The square footage that is being added is almost the minimum in light of the overall site conditions. The positive aspects granted this application outweigh the negative aspects. As a result, testimony and evidence will indicate that there is no substantial detriment to the public good. There will be no substantial impairment to the extent of purposes of the plan and the zoning ordinance.
Now what are we going to do? Little dance?
You want to have any questions?
There you go. Right on. Mr. Halberner, come on up. Apologies. Raise your right hand.
Sorry.
Joe, raise your hand. You both swear affirm and tell the truth.
I do.
State your name for the record and your affiliation.
Sure. John Halberner, Highland Group, Department of Engineering.
Mr. Halberner, I've already given an opening statement. Can you provide the board a brief overview of the application and the contemplated renovations?
Absolutely. The application is really quite simple. We're going to take an unused, unnecessary third entrance to the building, and we're going to enclose a portion of the front porch to create a large dining room with the area.
Let's go through the variances we need tonight. Aggregate side yard setback, is that correct?
Correct.
But there's no change?
Correct.
All right, and we're only off by approximately 3 inches?
That's correct, an aggregate 3 inches.
And can you describe for the board a little bit more about that 3-inch deficiency?
Yeah, what it is, it happens almost with every new building. You have a foundation, you have a primary wall, which is at the required setback. Then you apply, in this case, a stone water table veneer to it, which then encroaches in about an inch and a half on each side. So this aggregate side dress effect encroachment happens for an inch and a half on each side of the building and at a point from waist level down. From that point up, the main wall of the rest of the building is at the fully conforming aggregate side dress setback. And in this case, the minimum setback is held on both sides. It's just the aggregate that ends up being off by this de minimis amount.
That was my next question. So both side yard setbacks are fully conforming.
Correct.
All right. And the other variance we need tonight's building coverage, correct?
That's correct.
And that's only increasing 2.5%.
That's correct.
All right. Both of these variances are C variances.
They are.
And there's no exacerbation of any other condition?
There's not. In fact, there's a mitigation to impervious coverage.
Correct. We're improving the impervious coverage significantly to a conforming percentage. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And just so we're clear, we're just renovating the south side of the first floor of the building where the porch area is.
That's correct.
And you testified to this, but I just want to make clear, we're taking unusable space and making it useful.
Correct.
All right. And there is access, if you look at the plan, there is access on this south side that we're getting rid of. Getting rid of that access way.
Correct. There is a walkway that extends from the front of the rear of the property leading to this third entrance of the first floor that we're eliminating.
All right.
That will be getting rid of the solid surface people walkway and replacing it for stepping stones.
This will provide a little bit of measure of privacy to that neighbor to the south.
It will, yes.
All right. And not really noticeable from the street level, will it be?
No, not at all.
Okay. And we still comply with all design incentives as a result of this renovation?
We do, yes.
All right. In professional opinion, can these variances be granted under the C2 standard?
They can, yes.
Let's talk about the purposes of zoning that are being met under the municipal land use law. You testified we're improving the impervious coverage to make it conforming.
Yeah.
That promotes general welfare?
It certainly does.
All right. Making a slightly more desirable visual environment, would that be correct?
Correct.
All right. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a borderline de minimis request in light of the overall site conditions.
I believe both the variances we're seeking be characterized as de minimis.
All right. Fairly innocuous renovation.
Absolutely.
All right. And only a very small part of the property is being impacted.
Very small part, yes.
Okay. Will there be a substantial detriment to the public? Will it be a substantial detriment to the public good if the board sees fit to grant the application?
Absolutely not. If you think about the nature of the variances we're seeking, we're going to maintain the existing aggregate side yard setback of an imperceptible amount that has been at this level down. That certainly is going to be a significant impact to the public. And you know, the purposes of building coverage limitations is to limit the mass of the building, to limit the intensity of use of the building. In terms of the mass, we're already on the covered porch. We're having an area that's far set back from the streetscape. So the mass of this is never going to be perceived by the public. And the increased living area does not result in any additional bedrooms or increased occupants. So the intensity of use will certainly not increase. So it's difficult to find a way to say there's going to be an adverse impact on the public, let alone a significant impact.
Only 130 square feet.
Correct.
So, same question regarding substantial impairments and intent purpose in the zone plan and zoning ordinance?
Same response.
Okay. So, it's your testimony and negative criteria has been satisfied?
I think so, yes.
Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Halvern, and the acting rest of the moment.
Mr. Maffei, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Report is dated September 24th and 25. Identified that you're seeking the first floor addition of 130 square feet to the existing single family home. The other site changes are to remove the existing paved driveway, replacing the current old paved driveway and lawn. Remove a portion of the first floor on the southeast corner of the house and remove the paper walkway and replace with 2x2 stepping stones. This is in an R1 cooking zone with incentives. No fences are proposed. The existing fences are actually owned by the adjacent properties. So the variance relief is for total side yard setback, maximum building coverage. The existing nonconformities are the front yard setback is unchanged. Total side yard setback is an expansion. Rear yard setback unchanged, building coverage is being increased, impervious coverage being eliminated, side yard setback sheds unchanged, and number of sheds unchanged, no guarantee required, but inspection escrow for the pavers will be required. Of course, any other plan revision the board should expect.
Thank you. Open up to the board for questions, Mr. Schneider.
No. Yeah, on the sheds that are over against the property line, they're going to remain that way?
The proposal remains that way, yes. There's sort of because it's a 6-foot fence, so the neighbor might otherwise be affected by this. Have the fence that's completely blocking their impact on the
Okay, I know you said the, you know, when you build a house up, it goes over. Just a real short story. It's probably 25 years ago. I did my first zoning board meeting for a neighbor, and Mr. Wagner was sitting here, and he said an inch is an inch. No other questions. Thank you.
What is the setback for a shed?
Setback for a shed, I believe, is normally 4 feet.
Yeah.
4 feet. Yeah.
That's your pound of flesh. Make it conforming, please.
Sorry?
That is your pound of flesh. Make it conforming, please.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Bell. If he makes it conforming, just so you don't end up back and forth later. Still going to access the parking?
No, I think we use parking.
Well, the joint, the drawing.
On the... Is it notified for a variance for a non-conforming shed location?
Shed's not being impacted. It's an existing non-conforming use. Yeah. It's not being changed.
You
don't need a notice for it.
You wouldn't separate notice, but I assume any and all other are advertised for. But what happens if you move it 4 feet off? In terms of the garage accessing it?
Also, I think we can accomplish that without impacting the driveway.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
So you're going to move the shed to conforming,
shed?
Or just, yeah, and the storage enclosures to remain?
What is the storage enclosure versus the shed?
It's outside shower, I believe.
Ah, both are one way. Want the shed or the shower?
So move the shower out to be a little bit more of a...
We're not moving the shower.
Okay, well, leave the shower?
The problem is two sheds aren't permitted.
What's that?
Only one shed's permitted.
The problem is it's a goddamn mess back there. Yeah. That's the problem.
It's got a beautiful lemon lime tree back there.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
So I don't know if now moving them kicks in the need for a second shed, because there's only one shed's permitted for a lot.
Well, one's a shower. One's a shower. So it's not totally enclosed. There's a shed.
Yeah, it's enclosed. 100%?
Yes, it's a good.
Well, it's up to the board. They can grant the variance and not. They can do nothing and say it's an existing non-conforming. We're going to start.
I'm going to punt. Nope. Moving on. Brad Geary, do what you want.
No question.
No questions. Summary. Sorry, open it to public. Ryan. Summary.
Yeah, I mean, this is what God created zoning boards for. It's extremely minor improvement to a property. You take an unusable space, you're making it usable. 130 square feet is 2% of the total lot area. It really is meaningless. It doesn't affect the setback on that side. It's not affecting the aggregate side of the setback. The building coverage, as Mr. Halpern already testified to, it's already a covered porch. It's not being used. It's essentially part of the building. So this is really a de minimis, innocuous request that makes the building a little bit more practical, a little bit more useful. For all those reasons, I think the board has enough evidence to make the request. Thank you.
Mark, please.
Okay, it's an application for a small enlargement of an existing open area. Construct 130 square foot first floor addition. The existing single-family home at 2428. The only variance is being cited, because the other things are pre-existing non-conformities, is the total side yard setback. The applicant presented testimony that it is a matter of inches for the total. And that is a matter of just the material being used, which extends out slightly. The second variance is a small 2.5% building coverage, because the area, even though it's not being extended, is being enclosed and now encompasses building coverage versus not being. The applicant provided testimony that the request is de minimis in nature, that under the C2 criteria could be granted, and that it will not create, certainly not create a substantial detriment to the zone plan master plan. Standard conditions to apply. Joe, you got anything special here? No.
The pavers.
Okay. Well, just
we're just keeping it. I'm going to keep the escrow open. And
okay.
I'm sure the contractor will call me for the appropriate forms inspections, right? Okay.
We'll do number 5 in addition to the standard, and number 6 is standard, and number 7 is standard. The only one that's not. Well, now I got it standard number five anyway, so. Be conditioned upon those as well. Okay? I need a motion.
But.
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yeah, what they're asking for is very reasonable, and they're really giving us more drainage. I just don't like the fact that they installed the two sheds, never came in for it. They're only allowed one along the lines. I'm going to go against it.
Shit.
Just to Waddell, I don't want you to insinuate that the clients installed those sheds. Those sheds could have been there when they purchased it.
But they're here for
I'm going to let this go so far and table it if necessary.
Okay. Okay. Well, so that was a...
It was a no round of dick.
Yeah,
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
No.
Okay, 5-2.
Thank you. Still want any slander being committed here, that's all.
Well, I mean, they did this without asking for it.
Somebody did.
Well, they're the owner, so it's their property.
I'm sure going around the corner to your house can find some stuff that's non-conforming.
When was... Oh, no.
Don't start.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
November 19th. November 19th is the next meeting.
We're done in December. Obviously, we're not doing two in November, right?
There's none in December.
No, I mean in November.
Oh, yeah, no.